And sisters,
兄弟姐妹，早上好。
The title of today's sermon is "What's the question?" also known as "Life in the Spirit."
今天早上的讲题是那问题是什么呢
？The passage today is from Romans chapter 8 verses 1 to 13.
罗马书第八章第一节到第十三节。
Okay. So let's start the morning with a little game.
我们有一个今天早上有一个游戏作为开始。
Could I have the first slide?Very simple game, don't worry.
一个很简单的问题，的那个游戏。
Can you complete the blanks in the PowerPoint slides?
你能够完成那个屏幕上的那个空白吗
？If the answer is August the 9th, then what's the question?
如果答案是那个八月九号，那个问题将是什么呢
？So, what's the question?
问题是什么
？Very good. See, very easy. When is Singapore's National Day?
几是新加坡的国庆？
And the second answer is 50 years old. And the question is? That's right. How old is Singapore this year? Well done. Very good for a Sunday morning. So today, our scripture, Romans 8 verses 1 to 13, I will read it in English. Those reading in Chinese can look at the PowerPoints. As I read through it, I invite you to think. This passage has a Q&A as well. It poses a question and it provides us an answer.
在我读的时候，我请你好好的思考一下。它有问题也有答案。
What's the question? What's the answer?
什么是那问题？什么是那个答案呢
？Romans 8. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering.And so he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in it, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires, but those who live according to the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace.The mind governed by the Spirit is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those are who in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. But if anybody does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness.And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give you life to your mortal bodies because of the spirit who lives in you. Verse 12. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but not to the flesh, to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die, but by the spirit you will put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live.Romans has been called the all-consuming scripture. It's the greatest letter ever written.
罗马书也被称为那个非常引人入胜的那个经文，也是有史以来最伟大的那个书信。
It's been said that if Romans is the high point of the Bible, then Romans 8, this chapter, is the high point of the book of Romans.
也有人说，如果罗马书是整本圣经的那个高峰，那么第八章是罗马书的那个高峰。
Many preachers and commentators seem very excited about Romans 8.
许多宣教士和那个评论家都对这个第八章非常的兴奋。
But I wonder if you feel the same way about it.
但是我不知道你是否有同样的感觉。
So I come back to my earlier question. According to today's passage, what's the question and what's the answer?
我回到我刚才的问的那个问题，按照今天的经文，什么是问那个问题呢？什么是那个答案呢？
So because it's more difficult, let me give you a small clue.
因为比较困难，所以我给你一些提示。
We've been listening to sermons on Romans for weeks now, weeks and weeks.
我们听了罗马书这个讲道系列有好几个星期了。
What are some words that you associate with this book?
你有对于这本书你有什么相关的词和这个书有关系的呢
？Just single words, please, no long sentences.
单字而已。
Single words, Romans. What comes to mind?
有吗？
So many weeks.
过了这么多个星期了。
Maybe law.
律法。
Sin.
罪。
Something about grace.
救恩。
Righteousness.
义。
Does that all ring a bell?
你想到什么吗？
Something like that.
大概是这样。
Something like that. Okay. So, what is the problem or what is the question posed in this passage?
这个经节的所那个问题是什么呢？
The problem is that of sin, and how to we can be free from the tyranny of sin.
问题就是如何从那罪的那个专制里那被释放出来。
And the solution is that life in the Spirit is given to us through the work of God in Christ Jesus.
那个解决方案就是在圣灵里的那个生命是通过上帝在基督耶稣里所做的工作。
Through the work of Christ, we have freedom from sin.
通过那个上帝的工作，我们在罪里得到自由。
Is this a very exciting message?
这是不是一个非常令人兴奋的讯息呢？
To Paul's original audience, it was an important message.
对保罗当时的观众，这是一个非常重要的讯息。
They were coming from a background of the Torah, a life in the law, and this message helped them see how different Christianity was.
他们当时是那个以那个律法为那个背景。
To Christians of earlier years.The likes of Saint Augustine.
对那早期的基督徒，好像那个奥古斯丁
，who spent a lot of time thinking about how does the law and grace operate.
他花了很多时间来思考这个律法和恩典是如何的操作。
Yes, the message of Romans was very, very important and came as an assurance to them.
是的，罗马书的讯息是一个非常令人鼓舞、感到安慰的那个讯息。
The message of verse 1, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, was a welcome relief.
第一节说到，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
But let's be honest.
但是让我们对自己坦白。
What have been the pressing questions for you this week?
这个星期对你来说有什么紧逼的问题吗？
What are the things that have you kept you awake in the last 7 days that made you angry?
有什么问题让你过去七天来每天晚上都睡不着？
What kind of conversations have you been having with your friends and family?
你和你的家人和你朋友有什么什么种对话呢？
I'm guessing that you haven't been kept awake at night by the weight of your sins.
我猜你肯定不是因为你自己的罪而晚上睡不着觉。
Or doubts about your salvation.
或者是因为你怀疑你自己的救恩。
Or wondering how does law operate with grace and righteousness?
或者是在想这个律法是那个如何的运作。
Instead, you might have been worried because you or your loved one is sick or dying.
你可能在担心你或你爱的人生病或者死亡。
You're irritated because you can't get what you want.
你不高兴因为你没办法得到你所想要的。
You're a bit like sian because life seems very meaningless and empty.
你人生没有什么力量，因为生命好像很空虚。
You're frustrated because things at work or in the office are not going well.
你那个在工作、学校里的事情令你非常的沮丧。
So if these are the questions and the worries on your mind, then how does Romans 8 help?
如果这些是你脑海里的那些问题的话，那么第八章能够如何的帮助你呢？
At first glance, it doesn't seem to be very helpful at all.
第一眼我们看起来它似乎不是太过的有帮助。
But if we think that, we would be wrong, and we're going to try to connect the dots today.
如果我们这样想的话，那将是非常错误的。
To match the question, the things that you worry about at night.
要和那个你晚上所担心的那个问题连在一起的话。
So those questions, to match them to the answer, which are the promises of God in Romans 8.
要把这个问题那个答案连起来的话，联系起来的话。
We need to step back.
我们需要退后一步。
We need to recharacterize things.
重新看这件事情。
What we need to do is reframe our questions.
重新塑造我们的那个问题。
Ask different questions.
问不同的问题。
I don't like hearing this myself either.
我也不是很喜欢。
But all these questions that we ask need to sit under a different overarching umbrella.
这些我们所问的问题需要根据我们如何一个大
雨伞
框架内。
And the umbrella is how do we choose to live life and what do we want out of life?
是我们要根据我们如何选择要活出的生命以及我们所要得到的那个生命。
Romans 8:5 asks, Are you living according to the flesh or according to the spirit?
第五节问到你随从肉体还是随从圣灵。
So what are your concerns rooted in?
你的那个你关心的是什么呢？
In the flesh means to look at things from a human perspective.
随肉体是指从人的角度来看事情。
Being led by your human desires, human dictates.
就是人的那个使然和那个欲望所支配。
So those in the flesh think about what the flesh wants, and Paul says, no good leads to death.
那些随肉体的就想着肉体所要的，而保罗说这必要死。
And he says the better alternative is life in the spirit.
保罗说比较好的那个替代将是在圣灵里的生命。
So what does it even mean, this phrase, life in the spirit?
这个是什么意思呢？
Life in the flesh is self-idolatry. That means yourself is the center of everything.
随肉体的生命是自我崇拜，是一个个人所想要的，成为所有的价值观和行动的中心。
But life in the spirit has God at the center and what God desires.
在圣灵里的生命是关于是把上帝成为你的中心。
And if we do that, Paul tells us, we will have life and peace.
保罗说，当我们这样做的时候，我们将会得到生命平安。
If you've been listening, you might be feeling a bit conned or cheesed off for two reasons.
你可能会因为其中两个原因而感到那个被骗。
The first reason you might feel conned is because I'd implied at the start of this message that Roman 8 would help you solve your problems.
第一，你会觉得被骗是因为我在讯息的开始的时候暗示摩罗马书将替你解决你的问题。
But now I'm telling you, you have to change your question.
但我现在告诉你，你必须改变你的问题。
You have to change what you want.
你必须改变你所想要的。
It's as if you went to the car showroom and then wanted to buy a new car because your old one's not working very well.
就好像你到车行想换一辆新车。
And the salesman, instead of recommending you a new model, says, you know what? I think you should just take the MRT. No need to buy a new car.
那个推销员不但没有介绍你一辆新的汽车，他反而告诉你，鼓励你去搭那个地铁。
He says, no, you've got your heart set on the wrong thing. This way will lead to death.
你把你的心放在错误的东西了，这个方向你只会进入死亡。
Take public transport, you have peace.
乘搭公共交通，你就会有平安。
I'm betting you will not go back to the salesman.
我想你再也不会回去那个推销员。
So, when we come to Romans 8, this is the choice before us. If we come before God set on one thing,
所以当我们来到上帝面前，我们必须选择其中一样。
If we are rooted in things of the flesh, then we have to change that.
随肉体，我们就必须改变。
So, are we willing to do that, to change what we want?
我们是否要改变我们所想要的吗？
If we don't, then the solution of Romans 8 is not the solution for you.
如果你不要的话，那么罗马书第八章的那个答案将不是你所要的。
So the first reason is I've told you need to change the question.
第一个理由是我告诉你，你必须改变你的那个理由。
So the second reason you might be feeling a bit cheesed off is because you say I'm already trying to do this, live in the spirit.
第二，你会觉得不爽的是，因为我已经告诉过你，我已经尽量在圣灵里活在圣灵里。
Where's the life and peace I was promised？
我说那个应许我的那个平安在哪里
？My life's not great. I quarrel with my wife and kids. I hate my job.
我的那个生命不是很好，我的生活不是很好。我欠了很多钱，我和我的妻子吵架。
Well, the There's good news and bad news and good news again.
先是有好消息，然后是坏消息，再接着是好消息。
The good news is that when you live according to the Spirit, the promise is a new life full of spiritual fruit.
好消息是随圣灵是一个新的生命，充满圣灵的果子。
The bad news is that you are required to submit, relinquish your life to God, and be subjected to Christian discipline.
坏消息是你必须完全交托给上帝，并遵守基督教的那个。
The good news again is that we've got help.
再回到那好消息，就是我们会得到帮助。
Because the Holy Spirit, the Ruah that raised Christ from the death, is helping us.
因为那叫基督从死里复活的那个圣灵是在帮助我们。
So yes, there will continue to be frustrations and irritations.
还会继续有那个挫折。
But life won't be, although life won't be problem-free.
虽然生活不会完全没有烦恼
，We know that there's no condemnation.
我们知道没有那个谴责
，Because that's what Romans 8 starts with. There is no condemnation.
这也是罗马书第八章 啊，开始所说到的。
Romans 8 ends with there is no separation between us and God.
他也以我们和上帝之间没有那个隔离为结束。
And in between there is no defeat.
啊，在中间呢是没有任何的那个失败。
I'm quoting from Eugene Peterson's translation of the message because I like the way he expresses it.
我要引用那个 Eugene Peterson 的那个讯息译本。
So I'm going to read from it, selected bits. Those who enter into Christ, being here for us no longer have to live under a low-lying cloud. A new power is in operation. The spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a fated lifetime of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and death. For those who welcome the invisible but clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ in whom we dwell, even though you still experience all the limitations of sin, you will experience life on God's terms. That's the phrase. You will experience life on God's terms, not our terms.
你也能体验以上帝为中心的生命。
God will bring you a life to himself.
上帝必叫你必死的身体又活过来到他那里。
When God lives and breathes in you,
当神活在你里面,
your body will be as alive as Christ.
你的身体会好像基督一样活着。
Verse 12, so we don't owe our old life anything, not one red cent.
所以我们不欠着老旧的生命任何东西。
The best we can do is give it our old life, a decent burial, and get on with your new life.
我们能做最好的事情就是给他一个很好的葬礼。
God's Spirit beckons. 神的灵。God's life beckons.
圣灵在唤召。
There are things to do and places to go.
有很多事情要做，有很多地方要去。
I love this translation.
我很喜欢这个译本。
I love the phrase that God will bring you a life to Himself.
我很喜欢这一句话，上帝会叫你必死的身体又活过来到他那里。
The passage is vibrating with the excitement of the freedom that comes from being alive in God.
这个经节充满了因活在上帝里面的自由的那个兴奋。
You know, places to go, things to do.
要去的地方，要该做的事情。
But maybe question three there will be one you'll be worrying you. You wonder how's it going to work.
可能对第三题你会觉得它如何的能行出来。
In real life, that excitement and freedom is not always found.
但在现实生活中，那个兴奋和自由不是常常找得到的。
Because life happens.
因为生活。
It's English slang. Life happens. Yeah.
生活就是这样。
Yeah, life sucks.
生活太差劲了。
Yeah, it sucks to be sick.
生病不好。
It sucks to be old.
年老体弱也不好。
Sucks to be poor.
没钱不好。
So what does life in the spirit look like if you are living under these circumstances?
在这种情况下，圣灵里的生命是怎样的呢？
What does someone who's living life in the spirit, what do they say, what do they do?
活在圣灵里的生命的人，他们说些什么呢？他们做些什么呢？
Among other things, the Holy Spirit comes to us as a teacher and a guide.
圣灵被差到我们这里来教导我们。
Linking it to Romans 5, I believe that one of the functions of the Spirit is that it teaches us to set our minds on what God wants.
我相信圣灵的其中一个功能是教导我们怎样随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
And that might be different for all of you in your lives.
这会对我们大家有不同的效用。
The Holy Spirit helps us to focus on God and not be self-absorbed.
他帮助我们要专注于上帝。
It helps us to renew our minds.
他帮助我们心意更新。
As Romans 12:2 says, that's how we are not conformed to the world, but we're transformed by the renewal of our minds.
就好像罗马书第十二章第二节说到，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
So before we talk about actions, the Holy Spirit working in us helps us to perceive things the way God wants.
在我们说到任何行动之前，这个圣灵的教导帮助我们看事情就和上帝看事情一样。
And that reframing, that changing of perception makes up the renewal of our mind.
这重新的塑造构成了那个心意更新。
That helps us get closer to being alive in God.
让我们在上帝里活着。
It's precisely when life sucks.
正就是因为当你的生活很烂的时候。
That this godly perspective is important.
这神圣的观点是非常重要的。
Of course, it's hard.
当然是非常困难的。
But we're promised that the power that raised Christ from the dead is at work in us.
但我们有着那个基督从死里复活的力量在我们里面工作的那个应许。
If we believe this, then we must trust God to do His work in us.
如果你相信这一点，那么你就得相信上帝会在我们身上动工。
Along the way, we're encouraged by fellow Christians, those who have gone before us, with their own walk in the Spirit.
那些曾经走过同样的旅程的人，他们会鼓励我们。
So I was reading the biography of a lady called Joni Tada, Joni Erickson Tada.
我在读那个关于那个乔尼的那个她的个人见证。
So she had a diving accident when she was a teenager in the 1960s.
她在60年代的时候，她遇到一个潜水的意外事件。
After a lot of struggles, pains, and thoughts of suicide, she came to terms with it, and today she's a motivational speaker.
在经过了许多的挣扎，还有那些自杀的念头，她接受了那个事实，今天成为了那个启发人的呢。
So I'm going to use some extracts from her book.
我想引用她书里面的一些话。
Joni says, After being in the wheelchair for almost 30 years, God has shown me what really matters.
她说她坐轮椅将近30年，上帝让她知道什么是重要的。
Things like patience and love and heavenly glories above.
例如耐心、平安、爱和天国的荣耀。
She says, I can't wait till the day when I get my new heavenly glorified body.
我期盼当我得到我新的那个荣耀的身体。
I'm going to stand up and stretch and dance and kick.
我要站起来舒展跳舞。
I can comb my own hair, blow my own nose.
我可以自己梳自己的头发醒自己的鼻子。
What's so poignant, she says, is that when I finally am able to wipe away my own tears, I don't need to do it anymore.
那个凄美的是当我终于可以擦自己的眼泪的时候，我已经不再需要擦自己的眼泪。
Because God says in Revelation that He wipe away every tear for me.
因为上帝在启示录里说到，他会为我擦掉每一滴眼泪。
So she says, how ironic.
这是多么具有讽刺性了。
Joni says, other people have been given the gift of healing.
他说到其他的人有那个愈合的那个恩赐。
But I believe God has given me a gift beyond compare.
但我觉得上帝给了我一个无法相比的那个恩赐。
For heaven is nearer to me, and its times is all I can see.
天国对我来讲是如此的靠近，有些时候它就是我所看到的全部。
She says, music is playing down at my ear, and I know it's all for me.
那些音乐在我耳边奏着，我知道它是为我而奏的。
She says, I am Christ's own bride and redeemed. I will stand by His side.
我知道我是基督的新娘。被救赎并将站在他旁边。
Christ will ask her, "Shall we dance?"
基督会问他要跳舞吗
？And our endless romance will be worth all the tears that she has cried.
我们无尽的那个浪漫是值得你所流的眼泪。
She ends that chapter by saying, "It is an encouragement that for us, it will also be worth all the tears that we have cried."
下面这句话为结束，就是说，你所流的眼泪，上帝所流的眼泪，也将是值得的。
So that is the testimonial of one person and her experience of life in the Spirit.
这是乔尼的这个人的那个见证。
That's someone who's living life on God's terms.
这是一个活出以上帝为中心的生命的人。
Sure, there are good days and bad days.
有好的日子，也有不好的日子。
We can come before God and say, Where is this abundant life I was promised?
你可以来说，我这个应许我的好日子在哪里
？It's not really what I expected.
这不是我所预料的。
It's got to be more than this.
是不是更多呢
？I don't have the answer, and I'm not sure you get a straight answer from God either.
我没有答案，我也想我们不会从上帝那里得到那个答案。
For myself, in my own experience, the last few months haven't been that great.
我个人的经验，过去几个月来对我来说是不太好的。
I've got many questions to God about my job, my health, my personal life.
我有许多问题要问上帝，好像我的工作、我的健康。
So every time that I ask him a question, his answer is just look at me, eyes on me, child.
啊，每次我试着问他的时候，他的答案都是定睛在我身上。
So I ask, but wait, wait, my job. Should I look for a new job or how or how?
那啊，我应该，我是不是应该去找一份新的工作呢
？And I get eyes on me.
他在这就说定睛在我身上。
And I try again. I said, but you know, should I be exploring?
我是不是啊，应该去啊，探讨一下，探索一下
？Same answer.
啊，同样的答案。
I got a reply, but it wasn't an answer.
我得到的问得的答案不是一个答案。
So he's telling me to reframe my question.
他要我重新说造我的问题。
To ask what he wants.
要问他要什么。
So how can we be free from the tyranny of sin and death?
我们怎样才能摆脱那个啊罪恶和死亡呢
？If that question doesn't seem relevant to your daily worries.
啊，如果这个问题和你日常的那个烦恼没有什么关系的话呢
？It should be because to God.That is always relevant.
但从神的角度来看，那这两者都是有相关的。
And so we struggle on.
因此我们继续的挣扎。
As we walk this path towards life in the Spirit.
啊，正当我们继续走下这条走向这个旅程的时候。
As the song says, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God.
就好像那刚才那首诗歌，非因势力，非靠才能，全是我主大能。
We continue to run the race.
我们继续跑这个旅程。
Because the power that raised Christ from the dead is at work in us.
因为那叫基督从死里复活的力量正在我们当中动工。
Johnny tells us there's it will be worth all the tears that you have cried.
那个乔尼告诉我们，你们所流的眼泪都是值得的。
Romans tells us there's no condemnation.
啊，罗马书告诉我们没有谴责。
If you're not sure whether to believe Johnny or the Bible or me,
如果你不肯定要相信乔尼或者是圣经还是我
then please ask God yourself.
那请你自己问上帝
The Spirit will help you, will teach you, will encourage you.
圣灵会教导你，会激励你。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Indeed, Father, we will run to you, Lord, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. You will run this race, Father. All our worries, all the things that we think about, Father, we place them in front of you, knowing that the correct question is, how do we live life in the Spirit? The correct question is, what does God want? And God, for that question, you have already answered it for us. You've told us that Christ has come to the holy power, the Holy Spirit is in us, and the power will help us live our daily lives. Father, I commit all of us to your care, Lord, that day by day, step by step, you will teach us what to do. Help us to reframe our questions. Help us to renew our minds. Help us to open the eyes of our heart. Help us to always look to you, eyes on me. Father, we commit all this into your care. Thank you for the work that you've already done. Thank you that there is no condemnation. Thank you that there is no separation, and all this while we know there is no defeat. We cannot lose this. We just can't lose. As long as we don't give up and we keep looking to you. Thank you. All this I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.